The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Xavier Duursma last night was nominated as the Round 6 NAB Rising Star after he had a great game. 24 disposals against the Kangaroos, and he joins us now. Xavier, congratulations and welcome to the show.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well done,
our
young
pleasure.
Man.
Hey, 6 games out of 6. You're playing great footy. Do you feel like you're living the dream?
Yeah, it is pretty exciting. You know, getting that dream, playing round one was pretty amazing, let alone 6 games. So I'm just really enjoying everything, and, you know, we're winning, which is making it all better. So, you know, everyone's up and about, and the whole club's like in a really great spot at the minute. So I can't really complain about anything.
Exactly right. I was just going to ask, what were your expectations? You get drafted and you have a thought in your head. I guess you're hoping you're going to play a bit, but did you think you would be there at round one?
Obviously made it my top priority, my goal to play round one. You just never know. You never know like what it's going to be fully like until you get there. But, you know, as soon as I got there, you know, I started to try and get as comfortable and, you know, get as much respect as I could. And, yeah, straight away I just tried to make it my goal to play round one and then play as many games as I could from there.
Congratulations, young man. I'm a bit of a nickname man. So what do we call you during this interview, Xavier Duursma?
Probably X or Durs, I'd say.
Okay,
like
here
that.
We go. X, you're covering some ground, mate. 15-plus kilometres a game? And your game time's around 85%. For a young colt in his first year, let alone first 6 games, they're massive numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, no, like, I think I've run a couple of times over 16 or 17 k's a minute, but... yeah, it is. I've been much of a runner my whole life, been always doing cross countries and some stuff like that. My mum was a very good runner. She ran for Australia when she was 18 or 19 in the cross country. So she's a very good runner as well, which is where I probably get it from.
Brilliant.
But, yeah, I've just been able to probably get that from her, and I work hard at my pre-season running, and that's probably been how I've been able to cover so much ground and be so durable.
Mum's been a bit of a legend for you. You got a touch of the Fred Astaire's about you too, X.
What's that, sorry?
You're a dancer. You would know who Fred Astaire is, but you move like him. You do a bit of tap, what, jazz, ballet? What do you do?
Yeah, I've done all of them. So jazz, tap, ballet,
get out.
Hip-hop, a bit of everything. So, yeah, no, it's been a really good influence on me. And, you know, the discipline as well as, you know, flexibility, core strength and balance as well. So, you know, it's all, you know, and coordination, which is probably the biggest thing. But it's been a very good influence on my life, and I've loved doing it for, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 years.
Mm. So are you keeping it up here in Adelaide?
No, I can't really do it anymore. I don't really have much time to do it, but I'll go back home and watch concerts and everything in summer holidays.
Yeah, okay. Well, what's your favourite?
What's my favourite? Oh, I'd probably say... probably modern or hip hop, I'd say, would be my favourite.
Can you do that rap stuff where you spin around on your head?
Oh, I can't do that stuff, but I can do some other kind of stuff. I'm not that good at my head.
Well,
I don't want to hurt my neck.
If the footy keeps going, you're a Monty for Dancing with the Stars, Xavier. We can't wait for that.
We'll get you in there, Rick.
Maybe,
so,
maybe one day. You might see me out there one day.
So the goal celebration, and that's been a part of your footy and your makeup all the way through. I mean, I love it.
Yeah. I got pretty excited on the weekend, but I have been doing it for most of my goals this year and last year as well in under 18. But I just love a bit of flair and love a bit of excitement. So I think that's what I bring to the team, and that's what I want to try and keep doing. So lots of people seem to be liking it, so I'll just keep doing it.
Got a touch of the Robin Hoods about you.
Yeah, the Robin Hood, or what I probably got it from was the NBA, the Reggie Jackson and Jamal Murray kind of celebration thing. But, yeah, a lot of people, it is a bit like that, and they do relate to the Robin Hood kind of stuff, which is also good.
I reckon you could just add to it. You know when you pull the arrow out, could you sort of lick the little feathers on the end of it? You know how I think that's what Robin Hood used to do just before you fire it off.
I can take improvements.
Don't listen to Uncle Mark here, X. Hey, we got a Mile in Office Furniture text just came through on the back of that. Connor Rose and Zach Butters had an interesting face touch celebration, Bev is saying. What was that all about?
I'm actually not too sure what that one was about. I'll have to go and ask them, but I did see it, and I did question it during the game. Geez, I wonder what that is. I actually have no idea, so I'm going to go and ask him and I'll get back to you.
Hey, I read the AFL Bible and it described you before you played a game as a defender slash midfielder who talked about your running capacity. You've played predominantly as a forward, a high half forward. Is this a little bit new for you, or have you played forward elsewhere in your career?
Oh, I've played mostly as a winger, but I have played forward occasionally this year, but mostly it's as a wing. But I've mostly played as a mid and a defender throughout my career. I can occasionally go forward, but I still like to kick goals. I think I'm more of a goal-kicking mid if I do kick goals. But, I've been playing mostly off the wing this year. So, good. I mean, that's probably the best spot there to get good running numbers. That's probably why it's helping me.
Outstanding. Now, have you got a mentor at the club?
Yeah, certainly do. Stevie Motlop, and he's been fantastic for me, as well as Travis Boak. So, I mean, they're two pretty good mentors to have. Stevie's been fantastic in terms of, you know, encouraging me to get the ball and take the game on and tuck it under my arm and take people on. So, you know, that's what I've been trying to do as much as I can, and I think it's been working. I've been, you know, running, carrying, breaking lines because, you know, that's what he does, and he's very creative and very damaging player. So I think that's pretty helpful for my footy because I want to try and be that game-winning and match-winning type player as well as a consistent one. So Stevie's been great for me, but also Travis Boak's been fantastic. You know, the way that he's always the last one off the track, he's meticulous about his preparation, he's, you know, making sure he's doing all the extras, his ice bars, everything like that. And that's what
Brilliant.
I want to be like. So, you know, those two have been fantastic for me.
Ex-Xavier Dursma, Round 6 NAB Rising Star nomination. Mark Bickley's going to ask you a series of questions. It's thanks to 99 Bikes. First thing comes in your head, away you go.
Time for 99 Seconds with Rowie and Bix. Thanks to 99 Bikes for Australia's biggest range. Prospect, Mile End, Marion, Westlakes, College Park and Modbury. Let's ride.
Okay, Xavier, here we go. If you could be an animal, what would you be and why?
Peacock, because I like to show off.
That's...
Favourite movie?
Star Wars.
How long does it take to get ready in the morning?
10 minutes.
Best subject at school?
English.
If you weren't a footballer, what would you be?
Actor.
Cricket or tennis?
Neither.
What's your go-to reality show?
Oh, I hate reality TV.
Good boy, love you already, X.
Instagram or Twitter?
Instagram.
Last time you wore a suit, did you wear socks?
Okay.
Yeah.
Rich and ugly or poor and good looking?
Ooh.
Poor and good looking.
Would you prefer to sign an autograph or take a selfie?
Take a selfie.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how good a driver are you?
7.
Say something in another language.
Ni hao.
Yeah, good boy. You're off to China.
Cats or dogs?
Neither. I hate them both.
Oh, yeah.
Favourite pizza topping?
What was that, sorry?
Favourite pizza topping?
Salami.
Who would play you in a movie about your life?
Oh, Johnny Depp.
Fred Astaire.
NFL or NBA?
NBA, 100%.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset.
BT or Bruce?
No. After BT stitched me up, I'd have to go Bruce.
He did stitch you up, X.
Favourite emoji?
The angry emoji.
Sunrise or sun...
Or the lightning bolt.
Or the lightning bolt. And final one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how cool are you?
I'd go 7.
Oh, yeah, I reckon you're selling yourself a bit
X,
short.
X, you're
maybe.
Selling yourself short, mate. Round 6 NAB Rising Star nomination. I think there's going to be 2 or 3 more Port Blokes this year. You're building something special down there. You're a big part of it. Keep it going, mate. Keep up that form, and thanks for your time.
Thank you very much for having me on the show. It's been fantastic.
Great, man.
Xavier, thank you. You've been a breath of fresh air. We love talking to young kids. Great enthusiasm, and that reflects the way he plays his footy.
My word.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.